The custom is that when we come back from a cemetery, we wash our hands and we don't enter a building before we wash our hands. Just a second, are you joining us now?
I'm going to join you in half an hour.
That's a fake slice of pizza.
All night, right? Like before I am here?
No, we'll see. So whenever we have strength. Okay. We, as in me too. I don't know how long I'll have strength. Again, the custom is that when we come back from cemetery, we wash our hands. And the idea is that when we go to the cemetery, we say that there are spirits there. And when people come back from the cemetery, the Gemara says that when women come back from the cemetery, the Satan is dancing before them. There's a special inyan in Kabbalah that women during their period shouldn't go to a cemetery, and women when they're pregnant shouldn't go into a cemetery. And the Yekish custom is that children, men that have their parents alive, don't enter a cemetery. We say a person tries not to go to a cemetery. If he has to, he goes, but we try to stay away. And when we come out, so we say whatever tuma was there, and a certain amount lingers with us, and we try to get rid of that by washing our hands before we enter a building. That's the custom, to wash our hands.
But do we have to do this after visiting every cemetery or only the Jewish cemetery?
I don't know. I think that either cemetery, Jewish or non-Jewish, but I'm not sure. I would have to check. Jewish cemeteries customarily have a place to wash your hands just outside the cemetery. There is also a blessing that one makes after visiting a cemetery, in which one says, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who judged these people with righteously and will bring them back with a judgment," etc. There's a blessing that's found in Siddurim, and most Jewish cemeteries also have it printed, where you leave the cemetery when you wash your hands, so you make that blessing. Any other questions on this point?
Yeah.
Okay.